92.6 FM, it's Radio Verulam. Now we're going to talk about making money on things like stocks and shares and that sort of thing. Welcome to the programme. It's Nick McDonald, who's the founder and director of TradePrecision.com, I think it is, isn't it? Welcome to the programme.
Good morning, thank you, Phil.
Hi. Hi. So, what's the starting point for this? Having some money to make more money, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and surprisingly, Phil, you don't actually need much money to start with. It might be a little bit of a myth out there that you need a lot of money to make money, but in fact you don't. You can start with as little as a few hundred pounds and an internet connection, and you can start to make a little bit of profit from home.
Right, so what always puts me off is the cost of selling and buying shares, because obviously, you know, they do charge each time, don't they? How does it work out nowadays?
Actually, see, if you're buying and selling shares in the traditional sense, then yes, you do. You have to pay a commission. But there are so many other options to buying the shares themselves. So you can benefit from the shares movement without buying the actual share. So in the UK, we have something called spread betting. I'm not sure if you've heard of spread betting, but rather than buying the share, you're doing almost the exact same thing, except you don't own the share. You'll say, I think that share will go up, or I think that share will go down, and you still benefit from the movement of that share. You don't pay that commission charge that you're talking about, and you can have much less money in your account to control quite a large amount of shares.
Right. Well, we've heard quite a lot about hedge funds, which is a similar thing, I believe, isn't it?
Not exactly. Hedge funds are obviously big investment, kind of investment trusts, where they are buying and selling shares in very, very large quantities. Spread betting is more for a home-based trader who wants to trade in smaller, much smaller quantities and doesn't have access to the kind of capital that a hedge fund does.
Right. Now, if I've got a couple of £100 here to spare, what do I do with it? Where do I go? You know, how am I going to make some money out of it?
First thing you obviously need to do is to be educated, because a lot of people, when they first start out, they think that the stock market or the financial markets are a place to go for easy money, and it's definitely not a place for easy money. You do need some education, like you would in any career. So the first thing to do is to find somewhere to get some education. Our company provide exactly that, and we have all sorts of ranges to suit all kinds of budgets. And then, of course, people can go and put that few hundred pounds into a trading account. We also help people know exactly which trading account to set up, so we take them through the whole process of these are the accounts you need, this is the other software you need, and it can all be free software that you can get for free on the internet. Then we show them how to use it all, and then they're ready to go and do something with that little bit of money that they put into their account.
Right, and you reckon that with a couple of hundred pounds we could be on the up and make quite a few over several months, I suppose. What's potentially what I could earn if I had a couple of hundred pounds now by, say, Easter?
I think a reasonable return, Phil, and it's not going to sound a lot of monetary terms, but it will build up over time. I think a very reasonable target for people is to try and make 5% on their capital per month. Now, 5% per month doesn't sound like a lot on £200, but if you look at that compounding, that's 100% per year. And 200 per year might not sound like much. Warren Buffett is the richest man in the world by making 30% per year. So if you can get to a point of just consistently making 5% per month on whatever amount of capital you've got, whether that's 200, 2,000 or 200,000, then you can make a lot of money. And while that might seem a bit extreme for some people, remember Warren Buffett is doing 30% on billions. There is a lot of people sitting at home making around about that level, 5% per month on their own money, but obviously much smaller amounts of money.
Now, I guess you make your money by selling this as a service to people. How much does it cost?
We have products ranging from £100 all the way up to £800. So we have different ranges of education to suit different budgets.
Okay, well, tell us how we might find out more then, Nick.
Yeah, so our website is www.tradewithprecision.com. We actually also have another website, which is the tradingsymposium.com. That's a big educational event where it's only £99 to come. There's all sorts of different traders, and we actually trade the markets live and show people how it's done live at the end of this month on the 30th of January. So that's tradingsymposium.com.
All right, well, thank you very much for joining us on the phone. If you stay on the line, we'll just take that down for anyone that calls in. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Sure.